Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
On our last visit to Morondoy, Brian asked Simon to have a talk with Malachi about his treatment of Alexis, as he might be on drugs. Simon promised to call him. Pepper arrived and Brian once again insisted that Divine was carrying his child. Divine enlightened Ryan about the contributions of ExxonMobil to various programs, such as their collaboration with the Volunteer Youth Corps' STEM programs for schools. Brian called and Ryan answered and angrily left. He called Ignatius, who promised to have him stop from harassing Divine. Right now, Ignatius is outside the village office.
Hi, Ignatius.
Wait, if everywhere I go, I must see you, Coretta? Even at the village office?
You forget I work in here now.
Oh, yeah. They took pity and hired you. Anyway, I am just here to look after some business, so I would appreciate if you don't bother me. Is the village chairman around?
You know, Sonny working mostly at home. Remember, he's high risk for coronavirus because he's a diabetic.
Oh, yes. Anyway, them girls could look after me. Excuse me.
Ignatius.
What you want now?
You got to wait anyway because I got 3 people inside there already. No more than 3 persons at a time to maintain physical distancing.
That mean I got to stand up here talking to you.
Why are you treating me so, man?
You know, I have my loving wife at home. Next thing, somebody pass here and see me talking to you. Go on and tell Shelley, and I have no peace or rest.
She's still so insecure, although she got the ring.
You know how some of y'all women stay?
Anyway, something I do want to ask you.
You always got something to ask me.
You behaving like it's by me house, sweetie. It's at the village office with a stand-up gaffing. And I am an employee here now.
All right. Say whatever you got to say, man.
What your son doing about Simon, nephew? He's still walking around the village telling everybody that would listen divine babies he own.
Oh, he will soon be taken care of.
What do you mean by that?
He won't have anything to say soon.
Just so?
Correct.
I just asking.
That young man will catch some sense soon.
Me know what you plan on doing. But how this boy is a confident 100% that the baby is he owned for truth? The boy ain't got no doubt. And from why here? Divine is still sneaking over by he even after she move in back with you, son.
Is that so?
Yes, Ignatius. You got to realize that things like that don't hide in Marundai.
You are 100% sure that Divine was still blundering with this young man after she moved in with my son?
People said she should go there. Whether them being in the bed inside, I can't say. But at least she being in the house. Ignatius, Divine wicked if she know the baby is the boy own and trying to pass it off as you son own do. You know how much man mining children that is not them own?
Well, my son ain't going to be one of them.
I really hope so for all of y'all's sake.
Anyway, two people coming out. Let me go inside.
Wash your hand before you go in the building and fix your mask.
Kevin?
Hi, Miss Dino.
I thought you supposed to be at work time like now.
I take 3 days.
You won't tell me it's coronavirus?
Nah. I was just feeling a bit exhausted.
Oh, all right. You sanitize your hand?
Yes.
Good. Well, sit down. You want a little mabi?
Yes, thanks, Miss Dino. That'll be nice.
Coming up.
Thanks.
How your father?
Same way.
Was there a reason he holding on still?
I guess.
Don't worry, when it's wee time, it's wee time, and it's obvious it's not 5 months time yet.
Yeah, man.
What the ministry busy with these days?
Just the usual, you know. Overseeing these billboards putting up in all the municipalities.
Oh, yes, I know about that. The one that Marundai put up was really a good gesture. Here you go.
Thanks, Miss Dino.
You're welcome. Aye. Let me sit on a racist 12-foot.
Yeah. The billboards is another way to educate people about coronavirus and also honor the healthcare workers.
Wonderful. So far, when were they put up?
Bartical, Linden, New Amsterdam, and Georgetown.
Oh, this nice, man.
Bartical was the first place to finish.
You know how long I was to visit Bartical? But with what's going on with this coronavirus, I don't know when I'm going to reach.
Yeah. COVID-19 really changed up your life. This mabi really tastes nice.
If you want another glass, help yourself. It's the whole mug I got in the fridge.
Okay.
But it's with my granddaughter.
When I left home, she was on a Zoom meeting with Sonny and the other counselors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things are all right with y'all?
Well, that's what I come for talk to you about.
All right.
Miss Dino, you know I'm ready for children.
Yes.
And I thought me and Unique was on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Even before we get married, we talk about having children.
Okay.
But now she going into this whole thing that she's frightened because of her HIV status and she want to make a child and then die and then leave the child and all this stuff. I understand she got fears, alright? I ain't trying to be insensitive or uncaring or anything like that, man.
I understand.
But it's not like it's a hopeless case. For one, she on treatment and her viral load is low. Plus, there's prevention of mother-to-child transmission.
Yes.
And most of the people on treatment are living their full life with HIV. I know Unique is going to be around for a long time. And I know a baby can add to we life.
Yes, I agree with that.
So you understand where I'm coming from, Miss Dino?
Yes, I understand. Because a matter of fact, it's only a couple months ago I had to pull up here and Divine were the same, but them and know if they want children. I was happy when I hear Divine get catch.
Well, when the child born, it might not be a happy day for Ryan.
I don't worry with Simon, nephew. That child is not his own. He just hurt because Divine left him.
She shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Anyway, you ain't come here for talk with Divine and Ryan. Even though I know you feel away but having a child and Unique can't make up your mind but y'all.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I feel away, yes.
So what you want I do? You want to talk to Unique again?
Can you please? I ain't asking for 4 or 5 children. The most 2. Even if you get twin, even better.
Yes, one go and done.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna see what I could do. But at the end of the day, it's up to Unique. If she really don't want children, then we can't force it.
Miss Dino, it's been so bad between us right now. I can't tell you the last day we even exchanged a kiss.
What?
Most nights I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, and sometimes when I wake up, I don't even want to go in the bedroom. I want to say force and she to do what she want to do.
Oh, you can tell me all of this?
I know she wouldn't.
Yeah, I barely marry a year and little change and this is it? Oh man, yeah, I got to come to some kind of understanding.
I love Unique with all my heart, Miss Dinah.
No.
All I asking she for is a baby. It's not like she ain't know I didn't want children before we get married.
Yes, Kevin. I
if she decide that she want no kids, then I guess we have to go with separate ways.
You serious about that?
What's the point, Miss Dinah? I want children.
Yes, but you could always adopt. There are plenty of children who need a good home.
I understand what you're saying. I don't have a problem with adoption, but Unique and me young. And it's not like we can't have biological children.
Well, yes, that's true.
And since I grew up, I always imagine what my son and my daughter are going to look like.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to talk to she. I ain't promising you nothing because Unique is a stubborn child, but I'm going to try.
Please, Miss Dinah. We marriage depending on this.
James, you're a wicked big man, you know. You mean you had to run away and left me? Huh?
Sister Patsy, I came to this ground this afternoon to exercise alone. I did not come with company.
But you know people just need little encouragement. Huh? Anyway, it's good to see that you don't just come for watch them little girls. I guess you must talk to you seriously.
I'm glad you know exactly what goes on in my marriage.
I see you with my own two eyes watching them girls, James.
Woman, why don't you leave me alone? You're a pest, man. I'm trying to do some stretches.
It's what happened to the son you had with Candace, though? You just look after the boy, James?
Why is that any business of yours?
Last thing I hear, Candace get Martha Trinidad, your man. And the man take over your role as a father.
You know more than me.
But James, you're ashamed, eh? Imagine you went outside your marriage and met the child with a crazy girl. Then you turn your back on the child.
Sister Patsy, what was I supposed to do when Candace took the child and went to Trinidad? Huh? I was supposed to drop everything in my life and chase after them?
So wait, let me get this straight. You don't make no financial contribution to the child life either.
Why is that any of your business?
Because I never take you for a man that don't want many children.
Look, I would have you know that I've been financially responsible for that boy from the day he was born.
Oh, so that mean you just send money and talk to you regular and so?
You know, this conversation went on too long.
But James, how old is the child now? Now about 12 or so? You're too damn disgraceful.
Woman, leave me alone. Let me do my stretches.
June is a better woman than me.
Any woman is better than you.
Like I mashed the wrong button this afternoon. Marundoy people, y'all hear how disrespectful vet going on just because I ask him about his outside child?
You know, I usually don't wish bad for people. Eh? But if tomorrow morning somebody say you were dead, Marundoy would be a better place for it.
Is so we bitter like Corilla bitters? Well, you know what it is, sir, right, Master Williams? When you're digging a hole for people, dig two. You wishing death on me, eh? This is the new low for you, James Williams.
I did not wish death on you, Patsy. But if I heard you died, I wouldn't exactly be sad.
I don't know what happened to you, James. But like you forget, you're the one who had the heart attack. I sure I gonna outlive you. It's like the heart attack bitterize you and make you a sour old goat same time.
Look, enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Oh no, everything must ain't even functioning with you, including your brain. Bitter. It's not me fault if you can't satisfy your wife. Galang your way, you big belly stuffed crap or bloated old goat. Big stupid fool.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.